Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Independent TD for Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue, is with us here on the programme today. Richard, I was reading a really interesting article in the Limerick Leader. How are you? You believe Dublin should pay Limerick for our water. Why is that?
Well, historically, Andrea, present governments that are there signed up at the moment and previous governments have promised infrastructure for Limerick for up to 34 years in Skeeton in Limerick. They're waiting for a storage system to be upgraded. In Oola, they're waiting 10 years. In Drumcullagher, they're waiting for infrastructure. And it hasn't happened. Now, if it was for 4 or 5 years, we'd say, right, we're working on it. 34 years waiting for adequate storage supply and adequate water in County Limerick. All I'm looking for is, if Dublin want water from Limerick, fine. But I want money to fix our infrastructure. Before water leaves us, our own infrastructure should be in a good state. We have Fedimore in County Limerick are on a boil notice for 16 months. With an average family of 4 in a family, that's €60 of water. It's costing them a week for to have water in their house because of Irish Water failing to address an issue in Fedimore. Now, that's 16 months. Now, I brought this to the Taoiseach, and he said it wasn't acceptable by Irish Water. But Irish Water, over the next 5 years, are getting €5.5 billion to sort out the problems with water supply. So, if I believe the Dublin County Council should have to pay Limerick for us to get our infrastructure, I have no issue with giving water to Dublin, but I want something to return. I want people of Limerick to have basic infrastructure, okay, which is storage and water.
Yeah, and so you want funding, and I can hear, yeah, the frustration, you know, in your voice. And I have to say, we've a huge number of messages, Richard, since I mentioned this at the start of the show, from people, and I'll come to them in a moment. There's a lot of people very annoyed, actually, about some of those cases you mentioned, the boil water notice and the sewage systems and calling for upgrades. So absolutely, you're looking for funding. But is charging Dublin for the extraction of the water, like introducing a kind of a metering system, is that the right way, though, to go about it?
Well, it seems to be the only thing that the Cabinet and Dublin seem to understand, because if I looked for anything off of Dublin, I would be charged well for it. They're moving everything. They're talking about global emissions. They're moving everything that's accessible to Dublin. They're moving everything to Dublin, including from the airport, 33 million people pre-COVID coming through Dublin. They want to increase to 40 million. Yet they're talking about decreasing on emissions when we have the likes of Shannon and Cork at our footsteps, and we cannot get the joined up flights out there because the volume coming through Dublin makes it more efficient and cheaper for them to fly in there because they've got the volume of traffic. If you hand out all around the country and give equality, and my suggestion at the time was, when Dublin wanted to expand, that Dublin, out of the 100% they want to expand, so if they wanted to expand by 10 million extra passengers to Dublin, they have to give 10% to each of the airports, such as Shannon and Cork and the other small airports, give them the percentage, up to 10% of the traffic, okay, which makes them sustainable.
Right. We'll come back to that. Maybe that's an issue for another day. But I take your point. Just to be clear, it's the legislation at the moment that deals with this. That's currently been discussed, isn't it? Or it's making its way through the Oireachtas at the minute.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And is it about 350 million litres of water per day?
350 million litres per day they want to extract. Now, we have not only have we water issues in Limerick, we also have flooding issues in Limerick in certain areas. And I've been talking to people in the fisheries. And the people in the fisheries are telling me that with the extraction of water from certain areas, they're saying that the riverbanks are in trouble at the moment. And
and it's going to cause problems within the fishery.
Do you have an issue with the water extraction, or is it just that you want to be paid for it?
I want to be paid for it, and I want to make sure it doesn't have any knock-on effect. I want everyone that is going to be affected to be in the talks from where the water is, and I want them to listen. And also the issues that they're doing when they're extracting water, which I don't have an issue if it stacks up, but I want funding to fix the issues in Limerick if they want water.
Right.
From
Can I just give you a little bit of a flavour here of some of the messages coming into us, and just I'm interested kind of in your response. Andrew in Clontarf says, pay Limerick for water, are they for real? If so, they can give us back all of the property tax. This listener says, why should we pay Limerick for the River Shannon? The Shannon originates in mountains in Cavan. It has five tributaries, the Brosna, Fergus, the Inny, the Suck, none of which are in Limerick. Another texter has got in touch to say, Limerick getting paid for Dublin taking their water. The next time that the Partine Weir floods and they're whinging about flood damage, remember it'll be Dublin that's paying for the cleanup.
Yes, but I actually suggested what I said to the Taoiseach if where the pipework is passing through every county that's on its way to Dublin, that they all should be funded to get their own systems back up in place, to get the infrastructure. Dublin want infrastructure and they want water. Well, the rest of the counties around Ireland are entitled to equality and have the same infrastructure.
Okay.
So if something happens in Dublin, people jump up and down, and it's Dublin. Well, I'm Limerick. I'm born in Limerick. I worked in Limerick, and I'm here to support Limerick, and I was elected by Limerick people. And if the other TDs up in every other county, such as Cavan and all the rest of them that you've mentioned up along, should be standing above, roaring for funding for their counties as well, if the pipework or whatever is passing through it, they should be looking for it.
Okay.
That's why we're here. I mentioned 33 years that Skeeton is waiting for a sewer system that has been promised by minister, by minister, by minister in successive governments. I'm not asking for anything out of you. I want infrastructure, and if it means that we have to get paid for the water extraction,
I'm hearing you loud and clear there, Richard. Stay with us because Councillor Seamus Morris is on the line as well, and Seamus is a local councillor in Nina. You got in touch with us about this. Do you think Dublin should be charged like Richard?
Unfortunately, we're having the wrong conversation because if Richard wants to have the type of funding available for wastewater treatment plants, the same as we have massive deficiency in our wastewater treatment plant in the Midwest, Limerick Clare and Tipperary. And unfortunately, the conversation is going the wrong way. First of all, this abstraction plan is a total waste of taxpayers' money. We're talking about up to 1.4 billion and rising. By the way, this started at 700 million, the cost for this. It has the potential to be the National Children's Hospital Part 2. And unfortunately, the Richards in this world, because I've tried to contact Richard myself personally to try and build up a group of people to try and stop this madness, because if we spend 1.4 billion, just think of this, pumping 330 million litres of water a day, treated water, to be treated at 13. It's extraordinarily expensive to treat water. We pump it 170 kilometres in pipes 6 foot high to Dublin for it to be leaked into the ground at a rate of 300 million litres of treated water a day. Now, this has all been addressed in the National Water Draft Plan. And Irish Water have stated that they're going to only replace 0.3% of pipes per year, 0.3% of pipes. They have made no effort to fix the pipes in Dublin, which is leaking 300 million litres of treated water a day into the ground. And here we're having a conversation about charging someone for a pipeline.
Okay, so your issue isn't that, as Richard suggested, that there should be a kind of a metering system. You don't think the water should be extracted at all?
So why should it be extracted? They're losing 300 million litres of water a day into the ground in Dublin. Treated water. This is water that's treated. And by the way, if they do talk about extracting water from Shannon, Dublin will be 90% dependent on river water. There is no other country in the world that's 90% dependent on river water. It is a scheme that is totally unnecessary.
Richard, you're still with us, Richard.
I am, yeah. But if you look at it now, and in all fairness to the council that's speaking, we had spoke before, and also other councils from other areas. But now it's been brought to the media because I turned around that we want to meter Dublin for water.
That's right, yeah.
So there is more than one way of getting the message to Dublin, because the way that the councillors and other TDs are talking at the moment, it never got to the airwaves. Now it has, and we have people talking on News Talk today about it, and people are making comments. So now it's there where we can now talk about it and we can now discuss about it, whether it is a runner or not. And it's, like I said at the start, we need to talk to all the people that will be affected and then see there's a stack up. And I can give you one very quick one about Irish Water. In Croom at the moment in County Limerick, there's 100 new houses to be built, which will help the local economy, the local shopkeepers and all the local businesses to make Croom sustainable, so they can invest going into the future. We have a new school that costs over 20 million euros and an extension to the Croom Hospital as well and a primary care centre. The 100 houses now are being held up at the moment by Irish Water to say that they've got to do a survey in Croom.
Okay.
They've been offered a well in Croom that has been drilled about 10 years ago, has been drilled, capped and tested, that can give out 200 cubes of water a day, which is adequate houses.
Yeah, we'll get on to Irish Water maybe about that specific issue, but I just want to bring in a couple of other callers here as well. It's 1894 53 106. Actually, this texter says there's enough rain that's fallen here in Milltown and Dublin in the last hour to keep us in water for a good month. Morris is in the line in Killaloe, where they're going to be pumping the water from. Morris, what are your thoughts on this now?
I think it's extremely arrogant of Irish Water to assume that they're going to get away with this. To start with, I have to agree with the councillor from Nina. This is an absolute waste of money. Irish Water was set up to basically sort out Dublin, not steal water from down the country. Yeah. As the councillor said, 0.3% of pipes are going to be fixed on annum if they get around to even doing that much. So what gives Irish Water the right to say, even though they've had consultation but ignored everything they've been told, the Lady of the Kennedys, that's foremost in trying to fight this. I think she...
Yeah, well, the legislation that permits all of this, the development of the pipeline that's been extracted, it's to meet the water needs in Dublin, it's actually making its way to or through the Oireachtas, I should say, at the moment. So, Richard, does that mean that
without any heed or consideration being given to any argument?
But I just want to go back.
This is what was put through by Irish Water.
Okay, I just want to go back, Morris. I just want to go back, Morris, to the point that Richard O'Donoghue, the TD, made. Do you agree with him? I'm just interested. Like, do you think that a metering system should be put in place to monetize, I suppose, the water that's extracted from the Shannon?
If the people get their way and proper logical argument is listened to, this thing won't go ahead, and you won't need metering.
Okay.
Simple as.
Right. Jim is on the line as well. Jim, you are in Dublin. Do you think Dublin should be paying Limerick as a deputy?
I think from the accents, I seem to be the only dub on there.
I think you are, but that's all right. You're more than welcome.
Okay. I just want to point out something. Most of the tax take in this country comes from Dublin. And all the subsidies to the rural communities are taken out of that tax take, right? If you cut off Dublin and made it an independent state, the rest of the country would fail. Okay? So most of the money that the rural country, the rural part of the country is being subsidized with is coming from Dublin. And now they're asking us to pay for money for water from the Shannon. So I think it's a bit ingenious, to say the least. Now, if nobody agrees with me, that most of the tax take in this country going into the coffers comes from Dublin. And that goes to the rest of the rural population. Now, then to start charging Dublin for water from the Shannon, to me, is rich.
Fair enough. And Jim, thanks for getting in touch with us. Like, I mean, Richard, you're still with us, Richard O'Donoghue. You know, Jim isn't alone in his view, because we've a lot of messages in here in the News Talk text line from people who feel the same. Like, I mean...
Well, my point on this, and I'm going to make it again, and he said that the most of the tax coffers at the moment come from Dublin, and it goes back to the first point I made to you. They've moved everything to Dublin.
So every business, such as, and I mentioned the airport and all the other industries that are above, have been pushed into Dublin. They now have said that their population is increasing, that they cannot cope with the capacity. If they equalise it out into the other counties, such as Limerick, such as Kerry, such as Cork, right, we would now then would reduce emissions. We would now then have companies coming down the country that can be sustainable down here with the population that here. And not everything needs to be in Dublin. But with a Dublin-based cabinet, and if they looked at it at the moment, Dublin-based cabinet at the moment is 67% of the TDs sitting in the cabinet at the moment are from Dublin. So they're making Dublin decisions, and all the TDs that are going up there are within party lines, have to vote with government, and none of them are opening their mouth.
Okay, well, what do you say, Jim? Are you still with us as well there?
Yes, I'm still with you. Yeah, no, I still think it's, you know, companies go where the infrastructure and everything else is right for them, right? The government really has little control over international investment companies coming in. Now, if you want to force a company to invest in Limerick or somewhere like that, Limerick has to make sure that it is ready to take it. Now, you cannot do that by asking Dublin for more money and then asking them to relocate industry down there as well. It does, you know, it's fantasy land. Companies locate where they can make money, and where they can make money at the moment is in Dublin, whether we like it or don't like it. Okay, and that's where the tax take is coming from.
Okay.
Now, can I interject?
You can indeed, Seamus. Yeah, I'll just bring Seamus in there for a moment as well. Yeah.
No, it's Morris.
Okay.
Or Morris. Apologies, Morris.
Yeah.
Right. Infrastructure is in Dublin at the moment. Why?
Yeah.
Because of successive governments not putting money into infrastructure down the country. Limerick, Nina, Galway, Innes, Kerry, Cork. Doesn't matter. No money is being spent down the country. Everything is Dublin-centric. If Dublin wants water, fix the leaks. If Irish Water wants to take water from the Shannon after it has all the leaks fixed, if there's still a shortage, we can look at that then. But they got huge amounts of money to start up in the first place. They're going to get more huge amounts of money for a white elephant to start with, to pump clean water into Dublin that's going to leak into the ground. Fix the leaks.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, Morris, you're not alone.
Andrea, just
very, very. I tell you, I have to wrap, but just Seamus, just very briefly.
Okay, I just want to put it into context. Irish Water are spending $234 million at the moment in surveys, just in surveys for the pipeline. That's the sort of money that should be invested in the infrastructure in the Midwest.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you, we're definitely going to come back to this another day. And in particular, people living in Limerick that are on boil water notice and sewage system upgrades, and they've been calling for it for years, because we have a huge number of messages coming into us here on 53106. Alex says the country's been subsidising Dublin for years. All public bodies based in Dublin, along with highly paid civil servants. Dublin is congested, an antisocial nightmare. Another listener says the Shannon rises in Fermanagh, according to a Leishman. Alex again has got in contact. Dublin's economic development needs water, so what return is there for those outside of Dublin? Better let Dublin go without, so investment goes elsewhere.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk,
brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.